part of your work?
No, this is my sister's work.
Okay, what do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? You go out on a lake in a...
Oh, well, we just call that a boat.
Okay. If it has a pointed front, is there a different name for it?
It's a canoe.
Okay. And what about if it has a squared front?
Well,
just boat?
Just a boat.
Okay. And what do you call the covering that goes on a pillow?
I call it the pillow tick.
Pillow tick.
Uh-huh. And then the pillow case.
Uh-huh. That's what I was
thinking. Well, pillow case. The covering, the making of the pillow is a tick, and then the dressing is a pillow case.
So the making would be the striped part.
Yeah.
I see. And suppose a woman's wearing beads around her neck. You might say, well, that's a pretty what of beads?
Necklace or...
Okay, or would you say a pair of beads, string of beads?
A string.
Or a strand?
Strand or stringing.
Okay. And if two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other one really badly, you might say one man really what the other?
Really beat him up.
Okay. Do you have a more colorful way to say it?
Clobbered him.
Okay. And what do you call the back part of a man's legs if he's squatting down in the field? You might say he's down on his...
The back part.
Uh-huh. Suppose he's down
Archer.
Like this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What did you call it?
I don't know what, but... Well, I know this back part in your leg is the cap of your leg.
Uh-huh. You started to say something.
Aren't you? They're on the haunchers.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'd say, too.
Haunchers.
What are some words that mean a stingy person?
That means a stingy?
You might say, well, he won't let loose of a penny. He's a real...
tightwad. He's close.
Okay.
And just so many different ugly things he is.
Okay. And suppose a person's wearing funny looking clothes. They're not like a clown, but they just don't fit him at all. You might say, oh, he really looks...
He looks crude and rude and clumsily dressed.
Would you ever say dutchy or slouchy or tacky?
Yeah, he's slouchy.
Okay. If it's a woman, do you say the same thing or different?
He looks... I don't know where she would be. She'd be slouchy, and she would be there'd be no taste to it, no taste for the dress at all. I don't know what you'd call it.
Okay.
Just unbecoming.
Okay.
Slouchy.
Okay.
And I don't know what. Okay. Undesirable, it would be.
Yeah, something we don't want to...
we don't need.
Well, suppose, on the other hand, a man's wearing his best clothes. You might say, boy, he's all...
He looks sharp.
He looks sharp. What about a woman?
Well, she looks stunning.
Yes. Would you ever say she's all dolled up or dressed up?
Yeah.
Or doing up?
Yes.
Which?